everyone, and welcome back to another episode of H4Home. Today's topic is Roblox. So Roblox is an online game that, well, you can play. And then I'm going to tell you all about it and some tips and tricks on how to beat some obbies, which is an obstacle course in Roblox. So first things first, you're going to need an account. So to create an account on Roblox, you're going to go to roblox.com. And then if you already have an account and you're already logged in, they'll take you straight to your homepage. But if you're not, then it'll ask you to sign up or log in. If you already have an account, you can log in. And if you don't have an account, you can sign up. Now, for signing up, it'll ask you for your date of birth, which is just so it can filter out the bad words that some people might say, because there's a chat, like a live chat. And then it'll also ask you for a username, which you could just make up. Like, it could be like literally any name, like Spider-Man or Batman or whatever. Just, it can be your real name. It could be just like anything, like anything at all. But of course, if that username is already taken, meaning that person has already entered it, then you're going to have to come up with another one. And then you're also going to need a password. And your gender is optional. And then after you sign up or you log in, it'll take you to your homepage. Which, if you don't already know, your homepage is where you can see all your friends. You can see all the games that you have played and games that are recommended for you. So, the first game that for most people, it like automatically recommends it, is Adopt Me. Adopt Me is the most popular game on Roblox. It has like 4 billion visits, which visiting is like, I don't know. No, it has 20 billion visits. Oh my god. Yeah, that's a lot of visits. So visits are technically when you log in. So there's like a lot of people. And right now, when I'm recording this episode, there are 471,792 people playing. Oh my. Yeah, there's a lot. And you can actually create your own game if you have a premium account. And I don't have a premium account, but I do love Roblox. But you can still create a game. It's just if you want it to be revealed to the public, you're going to need a premium account. There's also a form of money called Robux in Roblox. And Robux are actually grabbed with real money from the real world, which you can like spend them for upgrades in other games. So for example, if I want to have like this super special rainbow cat and Adopt Me, I could go in and I could buy it for Robux. Actually, I don't think there is a rainbow cat. No, there's only a pink cat and a blue dog. Yeah, there's no rainbow cat in Adopt Me, but if there was, I could buy it for Robux. If it was Robux. And you can pretty much just play for as long as you want. There's like no time limit. Oh, also you can make friends. So you should definitely ask your parents if you can like friend somebody you don't actually know. And, I think friends are a great way. If you know somebody from school that plays Roblox, you can add them as a friend, just ask them for their username, and they can add them as a friend, and they can, like, chat and join each other's games. Which is really, really fun. Now, it's time to explain all the genres, including obbies. So, obviously, like I told you in the beginning, they're technically just, like, obstacle courses that can include jumps, lava jumps, and so much more. Like, they're just kind of, like, obstacle courses. And there's a lot of different obstacles, but one of the most popular ones and hardest ones is Tower of Hell. Okay, I tried that one. It's really, really hard. There's, like, 30 stages, and if you fail once, you fail, like, the whole entire thing, and you gotta start over. It is so, so hard. And voice message me if you play Roblox and you can play Tower of Hell, because I didn't and I'm not trying to because it's way too hard. And I always just end up range quitting. But then another one is like fighting games, like Murder Mystery 2 is really popular, whether it's like a murder, a sheriff, and innocence. But one of my favorite ones is actually Murder Party. It's a really nice one. It's exactly like Murder Mystery 2, except with like more roles and different maps. It is so, so fun, and they just got a huge update. So I really like that. And then, like I said before, there's Adami, which is like the most popular game on Roblox. And, I mean, I'm okay with Adami. I don't like it, but I don't like dislike it. So, I don't know. But, I mean, I don't really, like, enjoy playing. I only play if my friends want to play it. So, yeah, I don't really play it that often. But, yeah, there's a lot of roleplay games. One of my favorite ones is Brookhaven. It's really funny. And you can have, like, different jobs and stuff. And I also really like Overlook Bay. Overlook Bay is also super fun with jobs. And it's kind of like a zombie, but with more stuff to do. So, yeah. That's it for this episode of Atrium. Thank you so, so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. Now it's time for the credits. Credits. Your host today was Agata. That's me. And this whole episode was made by me. Remember to check out Brains On. And also remember to check out riddles.com. Remember to voice message me and tell me what podcast episode I should make next. And while you're at it, share this podcast with your friends and family. Bye! Adrome out.